All right, guys, so here's my review of Dexter Resurrection, episode 9, Touched by an Angel. Bro, that was a fire episode, man.
Honestly, just super sad, dude. Originally, at first, I thought Batista was being a little bit, like, dumb because he's, like, you know, so adamant about catching Dexter, and he's, like, doing it by himself. He's not telling any of his friends. Even after, like, you know, getting a cease and desist, he could have, like, called Quinn and said, like, look, I'm sure about this. But then again, if you really think about it, like, Dexter really personally traumatized him, so he made it personal, so it's just him. The part that was interesting, though, is after he freed him from the kill table, Angel just went straight to attack Dexter, which is, I don't know. It's pretty obvious that Leon was gonna, you know, not let that happen. But it was really sad, and also Angel's last words saying, Dexter Morgan, fuck you, is crazy, dude. That's, oh my god. Yeah, guys, this spinoff's crazy. It's gonna set up some more returns for sure, because that's not gonna go unnoticed. Angel Batista being gone now. Miami Metro. We're definitely gonna see a scene inside the Miami Metro. And most likely with the original Sin set they built, because they rebuilt the entire Miami Metro. It looks exact same. So they'll probably just use that set and maybe have all everyone in there, which will be super cool. We'll see Quinn and everyone. All the other characters. I forget who was still in Miami Metro by the finale. Man, a lot of people were gone, but crazy, man. Actually crazy.